And we're heading to Viking, Minnesota this afternoon. We're joined by Cheryl Peters of Viking. And our topic today is Viking good old days. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Ron. Good to talk with you.
First, I'm going to be nosy, Cheryl. Were you born and raised in the area?
I was born in Greenbush, Minnesota. Okay. And then I lived in North Dakota for a while. And then I lived by Viking for a few years. And then I lived in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota, down by the Twin Cities for about 39 years.
Wow.
And then came back to God's country.
From the big city back to Viking. And for those who don't know, Viking, Minnesota is near Thief River. Where about is Viking for location?
Viking is about 5 miles north on 59 and then 8 miles west.
Okay.
In fact, there's even a song written by the Woodpicks, 8 miles to home.
That's a great connection, 8 miles from home from the Woodpicks. Now, we don't have that song here, Cheryl, in our vast library of music. We have a lot of Woodpick songs, and among them, Man of Constant Sorrow. I'll have a taste of that for you. The Woodpicks at Viking Good Old Days, Saturday evening. That would be the 17th of August at 7 p.m.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell.
Just a sample of the Woodpicks on Pioneer Radio. Again, appearing at Viking Good Old Days on Saturday evening at 7. Viking Good Old Days, how many years has that been held in Viking?
It's been held since 2006. It was kind of a combination of ingredients. My husband is a collector. He collects old tractors and old threshing machines and all that type of thing. And,
sure. And
he always wanted to have a threshing bee.
Oh.
And we did have one in 2005,
mm-hmm.
And the city of Viking had their centennial in 2005.
Okay.
And then, so the next year, we combined their celebration with our celebration and started Good Old Days, and that was in 2006.
Okay, it's been a while then. And Good Old Days, I'm assuming, reflects on the time of the past, when life was much simpler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We try and look back at a lot of the things that have made our community what it is today, some of the buildings and some of the people. And
and
this year we're kind of paying homage to the Postal Service because, you know, little towns are kind of fortunate if they still have a post office, which we do.
Yes.
And so we're celebrating the post office this year.
That's a great idea. And population, how big is Viking?
Right around 105 or so.
Okay.
There was a new baby in Viking last week, so it might be 106 now.
Well, that's great. Well, whoever had that baby, congratulations. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Maybe you don't know this. Maybe you do. The name Viking, where did that come from for the town?
You know, I honestly don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to research that.
I'm assuming it's because of the Scandinavian heritage up there. That'd be my guess.
It's got to be a lot to do with the Scandinavian
Scandinavian
heritage, but I am not sure exactly how they came to name it Viking.
Well, if we find out, we'll let our listeners know, okay?
I know it was founded in 1905, but I'm not sure why they named it Viking.
Yeah, well, we'll find out and we'll let our listeners know why that was, okay?
That sounds good.
It's a great name. All right, let's talk about Viking Good Old Days now. When is that? What days?
It's August 16th through the 18th.
Okay.
A little bit on the 16th and a little bit on the 18th and most of it on the 17th.
Let's talk about the first day then. What's on the first day on the 16th, Cheryl?
On the 16th, we have a movie in the park at 8 o'clock. We play a little game, maybe Family Feud before it, have some s'mores and popcorn, and then as soon as it gets dark, we're showing the movies Support Your Local Sheriff.
Oh, I love that movie. James Garner, right?
James Garner, you're right.
Oh, that was a great movie many years ago. Boy, what fun. And, of course, everyone's welcome for that on Friday evening.
Everyone's welcome. Just we'll have some chairs, but they're not the comfortable ones. If you bring a chair, you'll have a comfortable one.
All right, bring your lawn chair.
We show that outdoors.
Yeah, bring your lawn chair, your blankets, and whatever, and enjoy some s'mores and a movie. That's great. And then Saturday, as you mentioned, the big day. Let's run down the events on Saturday.
Saturday, we start at 8 o'clock with a buffet breakfast, and then at 8:30, our flea market opens.
Okay.
So you can kind of spend a leisurely morning shopping the flea market and having some breakfast.
Right.
And then things start ramping up at about 10 a.m. We start lining up for our parade.
Oh, okay. Is it too late to enter a float or something in the parade?
We really invite everyone to come and join the parade.
Okay.
You don't have to pre-register. Just hook on to whatever you'd like to bring and show up.
All right. And that begins at what time, Cheryl, on Saturday, the parade?
That begins at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We start lining up at 10, and by 11, we're ready to roll through town.
Okay.
And we kind of pride ourselves in Viking of having the most tractors in a parade of probably any celebration around.
Oh, I bet.
So if you've got a favorite tractor you've restored, that's a good thing to bring for the Viking Good Old Days parade.
Yeah, my preference in tractors is the Big Red International Harvester.
Yeah, we're green here.
Oh, you're green?
This is a green farm.
You don't...
And that would be John Deere Green.
And John Deere.
That would be John Deere green and yellow, yes. All right. I won't bring up the Big Red then. All right. So we have the parade, and then what happens after that, Cheryl?
After the parade, then, of course, everybody decides they need some lunch. So we've got Rindall Church serving some hamburgers and brats over in our shop, and we've got Mission Covenant Church ladies serving lunch in the diner.
Okay.
And we've got... Mark Cooper from Roseau down with his donuts and brats and all that type of thing back in the little area behind the diner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all set with lots of food for everybody.
That sounds tasty.
And at 12:30, we start the kids' games.
Oh.
We've got a quarter hunt over in the city park and all kinds of kids' activities, wiggle cars and duck races and a hula hoop contest and all kinds of things.
Okay. And what happens after that?
Then about 1 o'clock, we'll make some lefse over in Peter's Museum. We've got
yummy.
The best lefse makers in the county, maybe the state, down at Peter's Museum.
All right.
And there'll be, if the grain is ripe enough, we'll be threshing in Peter's Field back of the museum.
Wow.
The blacksmith demonstration will ramp up over in the motor building. There's a motor display back there. And we'll start some music behind the diner. We're working on restoring a caboose back there, so we put a deck on it, so the music will be on the deck patio behind the diner this year.
Oh, okay. And who's providing that music, Cheryl?
Well, the music at 1 will be Carol McCulloch from Argyle.
Okay.
And she'll be singing for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 o'clock, all the men can go off to the tractor pull back by the old creamery.
Right.
And all the rest of the folks can head into the diner for some bingo. And if bingo's too tame, you can go play some mud volleyball over in Peter's Field.
That sounds fun. Are you into mud volleyball, Cheryl?
No. I'm way too old for that.
You prefer bingo over mud volleyball. Me too, by the way.
Yeah. I usually stick with the crowd that hangs around the museum eating lefse and enjoying the shade.
Sure, you bet. Okay, what's up next after that?
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the tractor pull.
Because
at 2 o'clock, we've got the tractor pull by the creamery, and we have another vendor over there this year. So the little red truck that's a 1920 or 1916 Model T Ford vending cart will be over there serving donuts and carameled apples and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly invite everyone to bring their tractor to be in the tractor pull. So if you really want to pit Big Red against Old Green, you bring one out here, and
I'll give
it a shot.
I'll try and track one down. There you go. A challenge. I like that. All right. Wow, what a big day. Yeah.
So the tractor pull will run most of the rest of the afternoon. It'll run right up till about 4:30.
Okay.
And the flea market, of course, is going all day, and at 2 o'clock, we're going to kick up some more music in the back of the museum, and that's, I think it's Ron Whitlow. I might not have that name right, but I hope I do.
Okay.
And then at 4:30, the firemen will serve you a wonderful ribs or walleye supper at Viking Diner.
Oh, my
They
goodness.
Serve from 4:30 to 6:30.
Wow.
And so you can enjoy a great meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6:30, we'll draw for some prizes. In past years, we've had kind of prizes throughout the day. But this year, all the prizes, are, including the big money for the raffle, are coming from the Good Old Days button. So we hope everyone gets a Good Old Days button, because we'll draw for $300, $200, $100, and a number of other prizes right at 6:30 behind the diner.
Where can people find buttons, Cheryl, before the big event?
At the diner.
Okay.
And then we usually try and get some folks out to sell them at the parade.
Okay.
So we'll try and make sure everybody gets a chance to get a button.
Okay, watch
for those buttons. They're on sale now at your local Viking Diner.
All right. Swing on by and pick up a button or two, or three or four. Very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then what's coming
up? The more.
Go ahead.
The more buttons you buy, the better your chances are.
That's a very good point. That's a great point. Now, what's coming up on Saturday evening as we head toward dusk here?
Well, at 7 o'clock, we have our headliner, Music by the Woodpicks.
Oh, yes.
We love the Woodpicks. They just fit in so well with the Good Old Days and the Good Old Days celebration. So even if you didn't come for Good Old Days and you didn't make it for supper, join us at 7 o'clock for some great music by the Woodpicks and the Northwest Minnesota, or the Northwest Art Council was good enough to help us sponsor the Woodpicks at 7 o'clock. So we hope we have a big crowd.
Well, I hope you do too, because they are so good at what they do. They're great guys and great musicians, known for bluegrass and country and gospel, and they have fun doing it, don't they?
They sure do, and we've had them at Good Old Days before, and we hope to have them many more times, because they just do a wonderful job. They're really a world-class singing group, and we're fortunate to have them here in the Upper Midwest.
Yep, Joel Kezar and the Woodpicks, beginning at 7 o'clock on Saturday, the 17th, 7 p.m. that night. And anything else beyond the Woodpicks, Cheryl?
Beyond the Woodpicks, any that are staunch enough to last a little longer are invited back over to Peter's Museum for some karaoke.
Oh.
And that will wrap it up.
What fun. So come hungry. I mean, it starts with breakfast early in the morning, and all day long they have great food. They have a wonderful meal being served. Walleye, and what else again, Cheryl?
Walleye or ribs.
Or ribs, okay. And then between the breakfast and the walleye and ribs, you have a chance for lefse and other goodies. So, again, if you have no plans, or if you have plans, change those plans and head to Viking, Minnesota for Good Old Days. It runs on Friday, August 16th, Saturday, August 17th, that's the big day, and Sunday, August 18th. What's coming up on Sunday, Cheryl?
On Sunday, we start at 6:30 a.m. with a Christian music service behind the diner.
Okay.
So we'll have some great music for you again. And then we have a corn feed, corn and brats and barbecue and beans. And we pull out the old John Deere engine-powered ice cream maker and make you some homemade ice cream. And that's a freewill offering dinner at 11:30.
You know, Cheryl,
and this year.
Yeah, go ahead.
This year, after the dinner, those that want to can head up to Viking Cemetery. We've just put a new directory out there, and we're going to dedicate it at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, how nice. Boy, talk about a big weekend of fun for the entire family. And the name fits. Good old days. And with all the events we talked about and the food, that is highly emphasized. Good old days in Viking, Minnesota. Again, that's on Friday, August 16th, Saturday, August 17th, and Sunday, August 18th. And Cheryl, it has been a real joy talking with you this afternoon.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And we hope to see you. Come see us at Good Old Days.
I'm going to come up and partake, and I'll try and track you down, okay?
It sounds good.
All right.
And bring your big red.
I will do that. I'll try and locate my IH tractor somewhere, okay? I know. I really enjoy
Sounds
it.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, Cheryl. Thank you so much and take care.
Thank you very much.
That's Cheryl Peters of Viking, Minnesota. Once again, Viking Good Old Days on Friday, August 16th, Saturday, August 17th, and Sunday, August 18th.